I've enjoyed being with you
this weekend.
这个周末跟你们在一起非常的美好。
And now here we are in the year 2012.
现在是2012年了。
A year went by very quickly, didn't it?
一年实在过得非常的快。
And now we're taking our first steps out into the new year ahead.
我们现在开始在新年走了第一步。
Our hope is that the Lord comes back.
我们的盼望呢是主很快就再来。
If he does,
如果他真是快快的来到，
everything will be made right.
每一件事情都会变为美好。
And he'll bring in a righteous kingdom.
他把义的国度带下来。
If you have smart kids at school, they won't be made fun of anymore.
啊，如果你在学校里面有那些自以为很聪明的孩子，他就不会再取笑你。
And just like our brother shared this afternoon, your children will only go to the best schools in the kingdom of God.
哦，就好像我们的弟兄下午说的，你的孩子一定在神的国里面去最好的学校。
But right now, there's still much that is broken.
哦，
但 needs to be made right.
但现在我们还需要被破碎，还需要被做对。
And that's why Paul wants to share with us the gospel of how God makes us right.
所以保罗就在这里传讲称义的福音。
Now we're going to read a passage tonight from Romans chapter 3, beginning verse 21.
我们读罗马书三章第二十一节开始。
But just to get the connection so you see where Paul is going,I want to begin by reading chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and then we'll immediately go to 3:21, just so you can see his connection.
我们为了能够更清楚地连上，我们从罗马书一章十六、十七节开始，然后马上就跳到三章二十一节。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记。一人必因信得生。
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe.
三章二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly.As a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Where then is boasting?It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。
For we maintain that a man is made righteous by faith apart from the works of the law.
所以我们看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith is one God.
难道神只做犹太人的神吗？不也做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。神既是一位，神就是要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。
Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law.
这样，我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Let's just have a moment of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告的时刻。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们奉你宝贝儿子的名来到你的跟前。
We stand amazed in his presence.
我们稀奇他自己的恩典。
We have learned more by looking in his face than any teachings we have received.
当我们瞻仰他面的时候，我们实在学的比其他的道理更多。
And now we ask that your Holy Spirit would unveil the Lord Jesus yet once again to us.
我们现在求你的灵，叫你把你的儿子向我们启示出来。
That we might be those who are righteous and who walk by faith.
叫我们能够成为被称为义，靠信而行的人。
Draw very near to us in this hour, we pray.
好，我们求你这个时刻。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The Apostle Paul was obsessed with righteousness all of his life.
使徒保罗一生为着这个义而着迷。
He was a most sincere young man.
他是一个非常虔诚的人。
And became a student, a disciple of the Pharisees.
所以他就成为法利赛人一个学习律法的人。
He knew of the righteous God.
他认识这位公义的神。
But he had never seen God.
但他从来没有见过神。
And yet the desire of his heart was to find approval with God.
他在神的面前就是愿意神能够认同他。
And he even felt at one point that by persecuting Christians, he would find approval with God.
他甚至到一个地步，他去逼迫这些基督徒，为了要得到神的称许。But
on the road to Damascus,
但是当去大马色的路上,
Jesus saw the righteous one.
耶稣在那里被看见了，他是义者。He
shone with a bright and brilliant glory.
在那里。 荣耀的大光显明出来。All
his life, Paul had wanted to see God.
保罗一生他要寻见神。And
so he said, "Who are you, Lord?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Now, he was surprised when the answer came back, "I am Jesus."
他非常的惊讶，听到说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”And
it turned out he was looking at God, yet the Son of God, the righteous one.
他 就在那里遇见神的儿子，这位义者，耶稣基督。And
in that moment, he was saved.
他就得救了。Saved
by grace.
因着恩典而得救。When
he saw the righteous one.
当他在那里遇到这义者的时候。Now
as we know from reading the book of Acts, he loves to tell his testimony of how he saw the Lord.
哦，在使徒行传里面，我们看到保罗多么的喜欢。
He's not ashamed to share this gospel.
他不以分享这福音为耻,
because he was powerfully saved.
因为他是厉害的得救,
and he also saw the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
他在耶稣基督里面看到神的义。
Do you want to see the righteous God?
你要遇到这位公义的神吗?
You cannot see him now.
你现在 看不见他,
except if you look at Jesus.
除非你 在耶稣的身上。
Jesus gives us the revelation of the righteousness of God.
耶稣把公义的神启示出来。
So Paul is sharing this gospel of the righteousness of God in Romans.
所以保罗在罗马书里面讲到这义的福音。
He tells the Gentiles of their sinfulness.
他说出外邦人的罪。
You knew God in your hearts, but you rejected him.
你们心中知道有神，但你们却拒绝他。
But he also is sharing the gospel with his fellow Jews.
他也跟他的犹太兄弟来传福音。
And the Jews have a special blindness that doesn't enable them to see the righteous one.
犹太人他们有特别的盲点，叫他们看不见那义者。
This is a strange blindness that's referred to in a number of scriptures.
这是一个很奇怪的，他们心中的瞎眼，在几处圣经里面都提到。
Because it has this distinction.
因为这里面有这样的特别的分别。
They have eyes, but they do not see.
他们有眼却看不见。
Jesus spoke to the Pharisees one time.
有一次耶稣对法利赛人讲道说。
When Jesus was talking to the blind man who was made whole.
哦，耶稣在那个医治了一个瞎眼的。
And as he spoke about those who rejected his righteousness,
当他那里传讲这些人在那里拒绝他的义的时候，
the Pharisees said to him, "Are you saying that we're blind?"
法利赛人对耶稣说，你说我们是瞎眼的吗？
You remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣怎么回答？
If you were blind,
如果你真是瞎眼的，
you wouldn't be held accountable.
你就不用为此负责任。
But because you say you see,
但是你说你能看见，
you're guilty.
你就被定罪了。
You see, they saw, but they were blind.
他们虽然能够睁开眼睛，但是他们确实看不见。
Now this Jewish blindness is because of self-righteousness.
这种犹太的瞎眼，乃是因为他们里面的自义。
Whenever I think I am righteous, then I am blinded to the truth of my unrighteousness.
因为什么时候我自以为义的时候，我里面就对我的不义变成瞎眼。
And you remember even in Revelation chapter 3 when our Lord spoke to the church in Laodicea.
当在启示录第三章，我们的主对老底家教会说话的时候，
they had the same strange blindness.
他们有同样那奇怪的瞎眼。
They saw, but they did not see.
他们在那里说是看见，但却看不到。
They thought they were rich, and everything was good.
他们以为自己丰富，样样都很好。
But they didn't know that they were poor, wretched, blind, naked.
但是他们却不知道他们是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜、赤身的。
So when Paul is sharing this gospel, especially with the Jews hide behind the righteousness of the law as Paul shares the gospel.
当保罗在那里向犹太人传福音的时候，他们就在这种瞎眼的后面。
It's hard for the Lord to save a self-righteous person.
主很难去拯救这些自义的人。
There's only one way that God can do it.
只有一个方法神能够做的。
He has to pour love into their lives until it breaks them.
只有神用他的大爱浇奠在他们的身上，叫他们被爱来融化。
You see, here's the problem.
这里难处在这里。
God is a righteous God.
神是公义的神。
And he sees that all men are sinners, Gentiles and Jews.
他看到世人，外邦人、犹太人都犯了罪。
But God is also love.
神也是爱。
And he doesn't want for any man to perish.
他不愿意任何人沉沦。
He's got to find some way of saving and of making right that which is so screwed up.
他要想办法去拯救这么些败坏的人。
This gospel is the gospel of the way to be made righteous.
这个福音乃是叫人被称为义的方法。
There's only one thing standing in the way of us being made righteous.
在只有一件事情拦阻了我们被称为义。
And what is that?
是什么呢？
The Holy Spirit has to convict us of sin.
圣灵要叫我们认罪。
Then he can convict us of righteousness and judgment.
然后他才能够叫我们被称为义。
So Paul, as we look in chapter 3 and see verse 10,
我们看第三章第十节那里说
Paul begins sharing 6 fragments from the Old Testament that have the one common charge that you Jews are unrighteous.
保罗在这里用了六段在旧约里面的话告诉这些犹太人你们是罪人。
Paul is really trying to drive home this point.
保罗在这个一定要达到他的目的。
So from 6 different places in the Old Testament, he gathers these fragments together.
从旧约里面六段的话来引出他们是罪人。
And so let's read these.
我们来读这一段话。
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
第十节，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
There is no one who understands, and there is none who seeks for God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
All have turned aside. Together they've become useless. There's none who does good. There is not even one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无有，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有回舌的毒气。
Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood.
满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
Destruction and misery are in their paths, and the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕事。
Now what's Paul doing?
保罗在这里要做什么？
He says, okay, you say you follow the law?
他说，你们这些犹太人说你们遵行律法。
Then let me tell you what the law says about you.
我告诉你们律法怎么来说你们。
And God is speaking in these passages to Israel.
神是用这些的话对以色列人讲的。
There is none righteous. No, not one.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
Now, so the Jews say, wait a minute, that's our Bible.
犹太人说这是我们圣经讲的话。
They never saw those parts of the Bible.
他们从来没有读过这一段话。
They like the parts of the Bible that says God loves you, you're His chosen people.
他们只是说神爱你们，你们是神的选民。
But Paul tries to bring them up to this one point and conclusion that there is none righteous, not Gentile nor Jew.
保罗要把他们带到一个地步，叫他们看到没有一人，连一个也没有。
So you notice in verse 19.
第十九节。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. This is who he's written all those verses about.
所以我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的。
So that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become accountable to God, because by the works of the law no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下，所以凡有血气的没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
But now apart from the law the righteousness of God has been manifested being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
第二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
Paul says now I want to tell you about the righteousness of God through faith.
保罗说我现在要告诉你们神的义是要加给因信他的人。
And it's also mentioned in your word of God.
也是在你们的圣经里面。
It's witnessed to in the law and the prophets.
是由律法和先知为证。
It doesn't say that we can be made righteous by keeping the works of the law.
没有说你们可以靠行律法而称义。
But it says we can be made righteous through faith.
这你说是要你们因信而得到神的义。
Now we don't have time to trace through Romans chapter 4.
我们没有时间去一直追到罗马第四章。
But basically in Romans chapter 4, Paul says,
罗马第四章保罗所说的乃是,
there were men in the Old Testament
在旧约里面的人,
who were made righteous by faith.
他们是因信而被称义的.
There was Abraham.
有亚伯拉罕.
You notice chapter 4, verse 2.
哦，四章第二节.
For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast of, but not before God. So what does the scripture say?
这里说，上若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就没有可夸的。但圣经里面说什么呢？
Abraham had faith in God, and it was credited to him as righteous.
第三节经上说什么呢? 亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为义。
Paul says, I want to preach from you from your own law.
保罗说，我要根据你们的律法向你们传福音。
I want to go all the way back to Genesis.
我要回到创世纪。
I want to talk about the first time the word righteousness is mentioned in the Bible.
我愿意讲到头一次 称义在圣经里面是什么时候讲的呢?
And here it is.
就是在这里。
And Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为义。
Now you see, this idea that I'm preaching, this gospel, that the righteousness comes through Jesus Christ, it has precedent in the Old Testament.
我所讲的义人必因信来到神的面前，是在旧约里面已经有历史。
And then he also speaks about David.
也讲到大卫。
David understood righteousness by faith.
大卫也明白因信称义。
Notice it in chapter 4, verse 6.
在第四章第六节。
And just as David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. And then he quotes from David.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的，下面就引出来。David
said, "How blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven."
第七节他说，得赦免其过、遮盖其人，这人是有福的。And
he was speaking of a righteousness that was in the heart through faith in God.
这里说到这个人被称为义，是因为他心中信神。
Now, I want you to notice two things.
我愿意你们注意两点。In
this matter of the righteousness revealed, the righteousness of God revealed in Christ through faith.
就是神的义借着耶稣基督叫我们因信而称义。First
of all, I want you to notice how Paul underscores the necessity of faith.
我们在这里特别注意保罗特别提到是因信。Now,
look at this passage we just read.
看看我们刚才所读的
Chapter 3, verse 22
3章22节
Even the righteousness of God through faith
就是神的义因信
And verse
25 第25节
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith
神赦免耶稣做挽回之事凭着耶稣的血借着人的信
Verse 26.
26节,
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好使在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
And verse 27, he talks about the law of faith.
第27节讲到信心的律。
In verse 28, he says, justified by faith again.
28节再讲到因信称义。
Verse 30, he mentions faith twice.
这里讲到两次因信。
In verse 31, do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law.
说这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Now this salvation, this being made righteous comes through faith.
这个救恩因信而被称义.
But as you can see,
我们可以看到,
it's a living faith.
这是一个活的信心.
Now so many people say they believe.
哦，现在很多人说信.
But living faith is a transaction that changes our life.
但是这个活的信心是一个交易。 改变我们的生命.
What's the difference between faith and living faith?
信心跟活的信心有什么不同?
Do you have faith or do you have living faith?
你有信心还是 有活的信心。
I can tell you the difference.
我可以告诉你的不同。
If you have faith, you have faith in the Word of God, you have faith in the words of the Gospel, you have faith that Jesus died, rose again according to the Scriptures.
你信神的话，你信耶稣，你信他为你死而复活。
But if you have living faith,
如果你有活的信，
you have faith in Christ Jesus Himself.
你乃是有信耶稣他自己。
The key to this being made righteous is to see and to know Jesus Himself.
这个因信称义的关键乃是你看到耶稣基督自己。
It isn't faith in salvation. It's faith in the Savior.
不是信救恩，乃是信这位救主。
So when Paul saw the righteous one,
当保罗看到那义者，
immediately he was saved.
马上他就得救了。
There was the transaction right there.
这里有一个这样的一个手续。
So faith is entrusting yourself to a person.
信心乃是把你自己信托在一位的上面。
You may not understand all the doctrines of salvation.
你可能不完全明白救恩的道理。
But if you've come to the Lord Jesus and said, Jesus, you're my Lord.
如果你来到耶稣的跟前，你说耶稣你是我的主。
And、you know he's alive.
你知道他这个人就活了。
He's your Lord.
他是你的主。
You're as saved can be.
你就得救了。
It's living faith in a person.
因为你是活的信，你是信这一位主。
Now, what are the mechanics of faith?
那信心里面的这个手续是什么呢？
So, of course, Paul even covers that in Romans chapter 10.
保罗在罗马第十章里面就讲到。
And everybody here, most of you know verses 9 and 10.
哦，你们都知道罗马书十章九跟十节。
But let's just rehearse that in light of this matter of living faith.
哦，我们再来温习一下。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness.And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Now, according to Paul, what happens is somebody hears the gospel, and the gospel brings faith with it.
保罗这里讲到，有人听到了福音，这福音就给了他们信心。
Now you hear that Jesus died for you.
你听到耶稣为你死。
But you don't believe it.
你不相信。
Then you hear Jesus rose again for you.
你又听到耶稣为你复活。
But you don't see it.
你没有看见。
And then one day when you hear the gospel,
有一天你再听到福音，
the Holy Spirit takes the veil off your heart.
圣灵就把你心中的帕子拿掉。
And what do you see?
你看到什么？
Jesus is alive.
耶稣活的。
He's not dead.
他不是死的。
He's very much alive.
他真是活生生的。
And he's speaking to you.
他向你说话。
Come to me.
他叫说你来到我的跟前。
Now, something happens in the heart.
在你的心中有一些事情发生。
Now you notice the Bible always says faith is in the heart.
圣经里面说信心是在你的心里。
Now when I was growing up, as a young man, my mother took me to church sometimes.
哦，当我年轻的时候，我母亲带我去教会。
Now I wasn't a Christian at all.
那个时候我还没有信主。
But the churches that we went to, they believed in stuff.
哦，那我去的教会呢，他们信一些的东西。
And so we all had to say together, I believe in this, and I believe in that, and I believe in this, and I believe in that.
那我们就要说，我信这个，我信这个，我信这个。
And I learned how to say all the words. I believe in God the Father, Maker of heaven and earth. I believe.
我在那里就会。背这个使徒信经，我信有一位神，他是创造天地的神。
Now that is belief in the head.
这是头脑里面的信。
Now it costs $2.50 to ride the subway in New York City.
在纽约你要2.15坐地铁。
And if you add head faith, this is worth nothing. It still costs you $2.50 to get on.
如果你有信心，还是要2.5才能够坐地铁。
But when you have faith in your heart.
但是当你在心中有这个相信的时候，
Now that's living faith.
那是活的信。
Because in your heart, you not only believe,
因为在你的心里，你不单单是相信,
but you make a decision with your will.
而且你用你的意志做了一个决定。
Your mind, your emotions, and your will join together in your heart, and you believe in your heart, your life changes.
你的心思、你的意念、你的情感一起做一个决定，你这样相信。
So it doesn't matter what you believe with your mind.
不管你头脑是信什么,
you might fancy yourself a philosopher.
你可能里面你自己是一个哲学家。
Before I was a Christian,
在我做基督徒以前,
I majored in philosophy.
我是主修哲学的。
I was a good student of philosophy.
我学得不错。
Because I had a pipe and I smoked the pipe, as all philosophers do.
因为我抽一个烟斗, 每个哲学家都抽烟斗的。
And I had a whole lot of head knowledge, what I believe.
我头脑中,
I believe in Plato. No, I believe in Aristotle. No, I'm an existentialist.
我头脑里面有很多的思想, 我信柏拉图, 我去亚里士多德, 我里面有很多的思想。
All that and $2.50 will get you on the subway.
这一切的东西你还是要买票才能够上火车。
But on the day that I believed in my heart that Jesus had died for me and risen again,
当那一天我心中相信耶稣为我死又为我复活的时候,
on that day,
那一天,
I was saved.
我得救了。
My life changed.
我的生命改变过来。
So how about you?
你怎么样呢?
Do you have living faith?
你有一个活的信心吗?
It's a life-changing faith.
这个是改变你生命的相信。
Have you ever noticed that there's Christians who believe and then there's other Christians who believe?
你知道有一些基督徒他信这个，有的基督徒信那个。
But some seem to pray and they hear the Lord. Others never hear the Lord.
有一些他们祷告，他们听到主的声音，但有一些所谓的基督徒呢， 他从来没有听过主的声音。
Now it's not necessarily that they're not a Christian, but they're not exercising living faith.
不是说他们不是基督徒, 在他们没有在那里行使那活的信心。
Heart faith reads the word with the heart and hears God.
心中的相信, 读了主的话就听到主的声音。
Head faith reads a bunch of words and says, okay, I got the words, bye bye.
头脑的 相信只是看到这些的字句就完了。This
whole matter of being made righteous with God is a matter of heart faith.
整个能够与神和好，乃是需要心中的相信。And
it's heart faith that changes our lives because we've set our hopes on Jesus Christ.
因为心中的信心 就叫我们把荣耀的盼望放在耶稣的身上。
Now I don't know that I'm a Christian because I have strong faith.
我不知道我是不是基督徒, 但是我有很清楚的信心。
I know I'm a Christian because I have a strong Savior.
我知道我确认我是一个基督徒, 因为我有一个大有能力的救主。
Right?
是不是这样?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. Only lean on Jesus' name.
我的信心是抛锚在耶稣基督的身上。
I hope your faith is alive.
我希望你们的信心是活的。
I hope Jesus is Lord of your life and on the throne of your life and you hear the Lord speak. That's living faith.
我希望耶稣是你们生命的主，是在你们的宝座上，你们能够听到他的声音。
And you will make spiritual progress in the year 2012 because you're being led by the faithful one.
这样你们在2012年，你们属灵的生命就能够成长，因为是那位信实的主带领你们。
Now that heart belief in Christ is a dynamic experience.
那心中对主的相信是带有大能的一件事情。
How do you explain it?
你怎么解释它呢?
What happens?
有什么事情发生呢?
Well, Brother Pong this morning said,
you go, 彭弟兄早上说,
when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你信耶稣的时候,
Genesis happens in you.
在您里面就有一个新的开始。
You start all over again. You become a new creation.
因为你是一个新造的人。
The Lord says, let there be life.
神说要有光。
And you go back to Genesis.
你就有生命, 你就要回到创世纪里面。
Back to the garden with Adam and Eve.
你就看到在伊甸园里面, 亚当夏娃,
eating all of those wonderful Brazilian fruits.
他们在那里吃这种各样的水果。
I'm sure the Garden of Eden is somewhere in Brazil.
我想这个伊甸园可能在巴西啊。
And I know all of you want to go there because you love fruits.
我知道你们都喜欢吃水果, 都想去那里啊。
That's one way to explain it. You've been born again. You're in Genesis again. You've been recreated.
这是这样的解释,你们是重生得救的, 你们是带到创世纪里面, 带到新的开始里面。
But Paul wants to give us three illustrations because in his mind, he wants us to understand in other ways what it means to be saved by his grace.
保罗用三种的述说来叫我们明白这件事情。
And so you notice he uses three words in this little passage here in verse chapter 3 and verse 24-25.
24-25节那里讲到,
he uses the word justified or made righteous.
他在那里称说是称义这件事情。
He uses the word redemption, redeemed.
他用这个字乃是讲到救赎。
And he uses the word propitiation.
他在那里也用到这个挽回祭。
Now these are three pictures to try to open the window to a little bit of the greatness of our salvation.
这个是三幅图画来打开这个伟大的救恩。
Let's look at verse 24, justification.
第24节这里讲到白白的称义,
being justified freely by His grace.
这里讲到蒙神的恩典就白白的称义。
Now this is gospel simplicity.
这是最基本的福音。
This is a Greek word, dikaios.
这里就希腊字dikaios, 这个字,
justify.
是
It's used outside of the Bible among the Greeks as a courtroom term.
是在法院的里面,不是在圣经之外,他们是这样用的。It's
a legal term that means not guilty.
这是一个法律的名词,说是无罪。
Or acquittal.
或者说无罪释放。
So Paul says, do you know what it means to have living faith in Christ Jesus?
保罗说,你知不知道什么叫做有活的信心呢?
It's like you're in the courtroom.
就好像你在法庭上面。
And God is your judge.
神是那个法官。
And Satan is accusing you night and day of all your sin.
撒旦在那个日夜控告你的罪行。
And then Satan calls upon the law to witness about your life, and the law says you have broken every law.
然后撒旦就把律法拿出来。 证明你犯了律法上每一条,
you're totally guilty.
你是完全有罪的,
all the evidence is against you.
所有的证据都是指罪定罪你,
and God is a just God.
神又是这位公义的神,
now you know what you deserve.
你知道你该受的是什么,
condemnation and death.
你在这里要被定罪死亡,
there's no way out.
没有办法逃罪。
Now, if God forgives you, He's not a just God.
如果神他赦免你, 他就不是一个公义的神。
But if God is a just God, then you must be condemned.
如果神是一个公义的神, 你就一定被定罪。
Now, there's no way out.
没有办法能够有出路。
Oh, unless,
除非,
unless we can find some man who is sinless.
除非我们找到 一个人是没有罪的人。
And this man who is sinless, this righteous one, would have to be willing to take your place.
这个无罪的义者, 他还要愿意替你, 站在你的地位上。
And not only take your place,
不单单站在你的位置上,
but be executed on your behalf.
而且还要因着你给 执行死刑。
And on that day at Calvary, Jesus stepped forward and said, take me!
那一天在各个他, 耶稣说, 让我来吧。
And God handed down the verdict, not guilty, you can go free.
就把 一个判决给你说你无罪释放。
Now, do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
Do you believe how much God loves you?
你知道神是这么爱你吗？
Do you believe your sins have been completely washed away?
你相信你的罪完全的给洗净了吗？
I tell you, there's many Christians here tonight.
今天在这个有这么多基督徒。
But you don't have living faith that your sins have been forgiven.
你们没有活的信心，但你们的罪已经给赦免了吗？
In the Charlie Brown comics, there's one character.Who always has a dirt cloud over their heads.
在这个动画片 Charlie Brown 那里有一个人物呢，他上面好像一直有一个云彩像的。
Yeah, who was that character?
那个是谁呀？
Pigpen.
是那个Pigpen.
Always has dirt over their head.
他上面总有这一块的这个脏布。
That's what most Christians look like.
告诉你，每一个基督徒都是这个样子，有一块很脏的布在上面。
You say, how are you doing? They say, well, okay, except for all of this dirt. Oh, I'm so sinful.
你怎么样啊？还可以，不过就是我上面有这些
脏东西。It's so terrible, so miserable.
哎呀，这个东西实在太脏了，这实在很难受。
You need living faith in Christ Jesus.
你需要在耶稣基督里对他那活的信心。
He's washed away all your sins. You've got no excuse to be under the cloud.
他洗净你一切的罪，你再没有任何罪的控告。
I hope you'll go forth in 2012 free.
我愿意你2012年你是释放的，再向前走。
God rang out from heaven, not guilty.
神从天上宣判说无罪释放。
Nobody appreciated that more than the Apostle Paul.
保罗。实在是为此而充满了感谢。
He knew he was guilty of breaking every law.
他知道他犯了律法上的每一条罪。
But he got up from that ground after he saw Jesus and he was free from his sin.
当从他地上起来的时候，当他遇见主之后，他知道他是一个完全没有罪的人。
Even persecuting Christians, he was free of those sins.
就算他逼迫基督徒这些的罪也给赦免了。
Surely God can forgive your sins.
当然神能够赦免你的罪。
Surely Jesus has stood in your place.
耶稣基督是站在你的位上替你承担罪。
Live by faith.
你要因信而活。
The second picture in verse 24 is redemption, which is in Christ Jesus.
在二十四节里面，第二幅图画乃是讲到救赎。
Now redemption is a market term in secular Greek language.
因为救赎在市场上是一个有它的意思的。
And back in Paul's days, very frequently you had the slave market.
因为在保罗的时代，我们知道那里有贩卖人口的市场。
And Paul says, "Do you know what it means for you to believe in Jesus and be saved?"
保罗说：“你们明白什么叫做信耶稣，你们得救吗？”
It's like you were in the marketplace, one of those slaves up there on the.
就是你在贩卖人口的市场，那有一个奴隶在那里拍卖。
You were owned by somebody else.
你。成为别人的所拥有的一个奴隶，你被锁链锁着。
You were suffering under the ownership of the enemy.
你在仇敌的底下受苦。
And then something happened.
有一些事情发生。
And out into the marketplace came the Lord Jesus.
在那个贩卖人口的市场上，耶稣来了。
And he said, "I have paid the price for that slave."
耶稣说：“我为了这个奴隶，我给他出了赎价。
”Apoluto, set him free. He's redeemed.
叫他释放，因为他给赎出来了。
Redeem means to buy back.
赎出来，救赎是把他买回来了。
This has to do with ownership.
这是讲到拥有权。
Now,
现今
you belong to God.
你。属于神的吧。
And Jesus says, come back home to your family.
耶稣说回家吧。
Come back to God.
回到神的跟前。
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You've been set free.
你现在得释放了,
You've been redeemed.
你被救赎了,
and the chains fell off. And my heart was free. I rose, went forth to thee.
锁链被脱断, 你自由了, 你可以站起来。
That's what Charles Wesley wrote the day after he got saved.
这是卫斯理他得救之后所写的诗歌。
What a wonderful revelation of the redemption of God.
这实在是说神救赎的恩典是多么的奇妙。
Now, who owns you?
谁拥有你?
You say, oh, I'm so sick, the devil must own me.
哦,我这么生病,一定是我是魔鬼的。
You don't realize you're God's property.
你不知道你是...
Your family is God's property.
你是神的产业,
you, heard our brother, you heard our brother share this afternoon.
你听我们弟兄下午讲到,
now you need living faith.
你需要有活的信心,
the devil doesn't own you.
哦,撒旦不拥有你,
your job doesn't own you.
你的工作不拥有你,
now do you have faith?
你有信心吗?
Who owns you?
谁拥有你?
Who protects you?
谁保护你?
Who takes care of you?
谁来照顾你?
You need living faith in these last days.
你在这末后的日子需要有活的信心。
Everybody in this world wants a piece of you.
世上每一个人都想占有你。
Do you have faith to say, sorry, I belong to one already?
你有信心说,对不起,有人已经拥有我了。
Redeemed by His grace.
就是他的恩典被救赎。Verse 25第25节
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith.
神圣耶稣做挽回祭司凭着耶稣的血借着人的信。
Now I won't even try to define propitiation.
我在这里不要特别解释这个挽回祭。
Because the Greek word is the word used in the Old Testament Greek for the mercy seat.
因为在挽回祭在旧约是与施恩座同一个字。
Now this is the third picture.
这是第三幅图画。
And it has to do with relationship.
是特别讲到这个关系。
And it's a religious picture from the Jews.
是犹太人一个宗教的图画。
It's the Day of Atonement.
就是在赎罪日那一天。
And the blood has been sprinkled on the mercy seat.
血已经弹在施恩座上面。
And atonement has been made.
赎罪的事情已经显明。
And the relationship between God and Israel has been reestablished.
神与以色列他们的关系已经和好。
And what Paul is saying is, do you know what it means to be saved by faith in Christ Jesus?
保罗在这个说你们知道什么是因信 而得救这件事情吗?
It's to see Jesus as the mercy seat sprinkled with blood.
那是看见耶稣,他是施恩座,上面弹着血。
Now you have a relationship with God in the Holy of Holies.
如今你跟神在至圣所里面有一个亲密的关系。
And you can draw near into the Holy of Holies.
你可以进到至圣所。
You dare not go without that blood being sprinkled upon the mercy seat.
如果施恩座上没有撒上血, 你就不敢进入至圣所。
But do you have living faith that this has happened?
你有活的信心, 这件事情已经发生了吗?
You can draw near to God.
你可以亲近神。
That you can talk to Him and He talks with you.
你可以与他亲谈。
This is your relationship.
这是你跟神的关系。
What was the one thing that Jesus said that surprised His disciples the most?
你知道耶稣讲的哪一句话叫门徒们觉得最惊讶吗?
It's when they said, teach us how to pray. And He said, okay, Daddy.
当门徒问主耶稣说,教我们怎么祷告,然后主耶稣就说,父啊。
They never heard anybody call God Abba.
他们从来没有听过任何人称神做阿爸父。
But do you know what's happened because of Jesus Christ? You now have a relationship with Abba.
你知道吗? 因着耶稣基督的缘故, 你现在与神有父子的关系。
Now, do you have living faith?
你有这样活的信心吗?
Now, living faith talks to Abba all the time.
一个活的信心常常与阿爸谈话。
Imagine having the wisest father, the strongest father in the world. And then He says, son, stay by me. Talk to me. What do you have a question? Talk. Let's talk.
你能不想象吗? 这个最有大能, 最强壮的父亲,
对你说，哎，来跟我谈谈吧。
We are much closer than that with Abba Father.
我们与我们的天父是那样的亲近。
Did you talk to him today with living faith?
今天有没有用活的信心跟你的天父讲话呢？
Sometimes your best conversation with God is Abba, Abba, Abba.
有的时候你最好的对话只是在那里呼叫阿爸父。
If you have just made contact like that with living faith,
如果你用你活的信心与他这样接触的话，
Already he's beginning to direct your path.
他就开始在那里引导你的路。
These things are simple things.
这是很简单的事情。
But the question is faith. And the question is who you have put your faith in.
的问题是在于信心，是你把信心放在谁的身上。
So if you have living faith in Christ Jesus,
如果你对着耶稣基督有活的信心，
Now you live in the Garden of Eden back in Genesis.
你就回到伊甸园，你在创世纪的那。
Forget the television show Terra Nova.
不要管电视里面这个节目。
You live in a better place.
你活得比那个地方更好。
In the Genesis Garden.
在创世纪里面的伊甸园。
And Paul even gives us a little description of the Genesis Garden here.
保罗在这里给我们一点对它的形容。
Just so Christians can remember where they live.
就提醒基督徒他们是住在哪里。
You find it at the beginning of chapter 5.
你在罗马书第五章你开头那里叫你
He picks up this whole idea again about being justified by faith.
这里讲到整个因信称义的这件事情。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we've obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好，我们又借着信，因信进入现在所站着恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Now I don't know about you because you all look so good like you've never done anything wrong.
我不知道你们怎么一回事，好像你们从来都没有犯过错一样。
But when I got saved, I was a pretty rugged sinner.
当我得救的时候，我是一个满了罪污的人。
I did a lot of sinful things that all those sinful Germans do.
我犯了很多这些德国人所犯的罪。
When I got up off my knees on the night I made the heart transaction,
当那天我起来的时候，就是当我用我的心相信耶稣基督的时候，
I tell you the first thing I experienced,
我告诉你我头一个经历，
peace,
平安，
peace from a guilty conscience,
这个平安在没有这种有罪的这种良心的感觉。
Peace with my wife,
跟我的妻子能够和好。
Peace with my God,
与我的神和好。
Peace with my environment,
跟我所接触的每一个环境都是那样的和谐。
Peace about the school I was going to,
与我的学校也非常的和谐。
How much I always was dissatisfied and edgy and restless.
平时我是多么的不满足，在那里真的跳来跳去。
When I got saved,
当我得救的时候，
I felt peace.
我里面充满了平安。
I used to fight all the time.
我以前经常去打架。
I used to fight the Christians who would witness to me.
我经常去跟这些向我传福音的基督徒来吵架。
Now I had peace.
现在我跟他们和好。
Even with my cat, and I don't like cats.
跟我的猫现在都关系都好，其实我不喜欢猫的。
But I was living in the Garden of Eden now. It's a peaceful place.
因为我那个时候是活在伊甸园里面，那是一个非常喜乐平安的地方。
And now that we've been justified by faith in Christ, we have peace with God.
我们现在因信主耶稣基督，我们因信称义与神和好了。
And then look what else we discover about this new garden we live in.
我们再看看我们这个新的伊甸园的光景。
Verse 2, through whom also we've obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand.
第二节说，我们又借着他因信得以进入现在所站的这恩典中。Now
we live in the new creation, and it's the grace room we stand in.
如今我们在新造的里面，我们是站在这恩典中。There's
grace all around us.
充满了恩典。The
atmosphere is love.
那个气氛乃是爱的气氛。Forgiveness
as soon as you pray.
哦，当你一 祷告认罪的时候，你就得到赦免。There's
brothers and sisters who love you.
有弟兄姊妹爱你。Now,
especially when you're a new Christian, all you do is see brothers and sisters who love you.
哦，特别你是刚信主的，你就发现弟兄姊妹那么爱你。Later
on, you find out they're judging you.
哦，过一段时间，你发现他们在论断你了。But
everything is grace.
哦，你知道这都是在恩典里面。Why
you open the Bible and God begins to speak to you?
当你打开圣经，神就开始向你说话。
Why you pray and you feel the Holy Spirit saying something, giving you some impression.
Oh, 你一祷告，你就发现圣灵在那里向你讲话。
There's Abba, he's in the room.
Oh, 天父，阿爸也在这里。
There's a whole new attitude in our lives.
在我们的生命里面有一个新的态度。Well,
it's grace.
是恩典。Grace,
grace, wonderful grace.
是恩典，恩典，奇妙的恩典。
You know how wonderful grace is?
你知道这个恩典是多么奇妙的。
You can tell somebody's had a heart transaction. You know why?
你发现这个人他心中这样接受主，你会察觉得到的。
Now, do you know what the word grace is in Latin?
你知道拉丁文这个恩典是什么意思呢？
Now, of course you don't.
你们应该知道。
Gratia. G-R-A-T-I-A. Gratia.
Gratia.
Sounds the same in Chinese. Now, how do you know that somebody's heart has been changed? Because you find they have real, heartfelt gratitude.
你发现他们里面从心中有发出来这种的感激。
That means full of grace.
就是满了恩典。
That means really thankful. Oh, there's so many people. I just like to punch them because they don't realize all that they have. They're so unthankful.
我实在发现有很多人，他们那么不知道感恩。
But in the gratis room, there's gratitude.
但在这恩典的里面有这样的感激。
Are you thankful tonight?
今天你
Thankful for your parents.
谢谢你的父母,
thankful for your life.
为你有这样的生命而献上感恩,
thankful for your spouse.
谢谢你的配偶,
thankful for the simple things.
为了很简单的东西,
I think only Christians can continually be thankful.
只有基督徒能够不住的感谢。
This grace is wonderful. We're living here in the Garden of Eden. Who wants to move?
这个恩典实在是奇妙。我们在伊甸园里面，谁愿意离开这里呢？
Well, none of us want to move.
我们都不愿意离开。
Until we look through the window.
直到我们看看窗外。
And we saw the New Jerusalem.
我们看到新耶路撒冷。
The glory.
荣耀的。
You see, it says there in verse 2.
要解说,
and we exult in the hope of the glory of God.
并且我们欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Now we're happy in grace.
我们在这里欢欢喜喜,
but now we're looking forward to glory.
我们在这里盼望神前面的荣耀。
Forget living in Brazil.
不以为住在巴西为满足。
The end of everything is the New Jerusalem. It's a city.
一切的终点乃是新耶路撒冷神的城。All
of gold.
是黄金街。
Better than San Francisco, New York, and Qingdao.
Oh, 比三藩市、纽约、青岛都好。We're
heading for the glory.
我们向着荣耀迈进。Now
we not only have everything by grace, but we have something to look forward to.
我们不单单是在
恩典当中我们还有荣耀的盼望。
Why, we're going to be a kingdom of priests.
我们成为君尊的祭司。
Now, do you believe that?
你信吗？
Oh, that it gives you something to look forward to.
就是给你有前面有这样的盼望。
And you need something to look forward to.
我们需要有这样的盼望。
Because there's the pathway that leads you from grace to glory.
因为从恩典进到荣耀这条路上。
And it's the pathway of tribulation.
那乃是一条苦难的道路。
You see, verse 3.
你看到第三节。
Not only this, but we exult in tribulation.Because we know that tribulation brings perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, hope.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生熬炼，熬炼生盼望。
Now that's why the Lord shows us His glory, and shows us that we are meant to be sons in glory.
这就是为什么神叫我们看见荣耀，而且叫我们知道我们应该是被带进荣耀里的儿子。
It's the hope of glory that keeps us going through this pathway of tribulation.
是这个荣耀的盼望能够催使我们走在这条患难的道路上。
And not only a future hope,
不单单是前面的盼望。
But God helps us now.
神如今就帮助我们。
Verse 5, and hope doesn't disappoint.Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞愧，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
While we're walking by living faith, He pours out His love into our hearts.
当我们凭着活的信心在那里跟从主的时候，他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And He fills us with the Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵来充满我们。
That's our down payment for glory.
这是我们得荣耀的值。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's about time that we believe these things and live in the good of all that Christ Jesus has done for us.
我们现在要这样的相信，活在耶稣基督为我们所成就这一切的恩典里面。
Now, actually, Paul has only started.
保罗其实是只是刚刚开始。
So tonight we're going to study the rest of the chapters of Romans.
我们先要今天晚上是不是把整卷罗马书都读完
？No, I'm afraid you would stone me if we did that.
如果我这样办，你们应该扔石头把我赶走。
But Paul goes on to share the gospel.
保罗继续在这里讲到这福音。
That not only does God make us right with Him.
神不单单叫我们能够与他和好，被称为义。
But he teaches us how to be instruments of righteousness.
他要我们成为义的器皿。
How to be righteous, consecrated members of the body of Christ.
叫我们能够怎么成为献奉献给神的器皿。
How to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, overcoming sin in our life.
我们怎么样？借着圣灵给我们的力量胜过罪恶。
There's a lot more things to be made right in our life.
在我们的生命里面，我们还有许多要被纠正的事情。
But God who has begun a good work in us will finish it before He comes back.
这位神他既然开始这个圣工，他就必成全这工。
Now I want to see more living faith here tonight.
今天晚上我愿意大家在大家身上看到更多活的信心。
I want to see some saints who believe that they're saved.
我愿意看到有信徒，他们真是能够看到，能够相信他们是蒙拯救的。
There should be expressions of gratitude and of peace and of joy in the Holy Spirit.
在我们的身上有圣灵所带来的感谢、平安与喜乐。
We have a great salvation.
我们有这个。伟大的救恩。
It's true we have little faith.
虽然我们的有只有我们不够信心。
But we have little faith in a great Savior.
但是我们有一点点的相信，但是我们有一个伟大的救主。
Do you have living faith?
你有活的相信吗？
Has sin disconnected you from living faith?
罪是不是叫你与活的信心脱节？
Get right with God.
与神和好吧。
It's the only way to live in Christ.
这是唯一在基督里面要这样来生活。
You know, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, righteous.
你知道，我们只要认我们的罪，他是公义的，他是圣洁的。
He forgives our sins and He cleanses us from unrighteousness.
他会赦免我们的罪，除去我们一切的不义。
This is the gospel that Paul is sure when he preaches it, you will see how righteous God is.
当保罗在这样传讲这个福音的时候，你就看到神的义。
He is just and a justifier.
他是那义者，也是称人为义的那一位。
Through Jesus Christ, the way was made for us to be made right.
借着耶稣基督这条路，我们就可以被称为义。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
We give thanks unto you, O Lord.
主，我们把感谢归给你。
For the precious gift of your Son.
因为这宝贵的礼物就是你的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
And we want that realization to really grasp our heart with real faith.
我们实在愿意有这样真正的信心，我们能够抓住这个救恩。
As we confess Jesus Christ is Lord.
当我们在这里承认耶稣基督是主。
We set out on this first day of this new year.
在这新年的第一天的开始。
And we say Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们说耶稣是主。
We believe he rose from the dead.
我们相信他从死里复活。
And we ask you to give us that faith in our heart.
我们求你在我们心中给我们这样的信心，
to live in the fullness of this great gospel.
叫我们能够活在这福音的丰满里面。
Thank you, Lord, for saving us.
谢谢主，你拯救了我。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.